New Zealand's steamiest podcast, Sex.Life, is back for season two. Binge the first episodes now.
My favourite was the wrestling night. When I whipped off my skirt and high heels and I was just in that bodysuit and mask.
Yeah.
And I had the mountain man.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Sex.Life, new episode every Wednesday. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to Wild Secrets.
Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod. And yesterday I got my photo taken for my international driver's license.
Oh,
which
lovely.
Is a load of shit that you don't really need, but you should get it anyway, just in case you encounter that one person at the rental desk at a foreign airport that really wants it.
I know. We got one for Bali, so you can be on the scooters, because legally you're actually supposed to have one.
Yeah.
You're telling me everyone in Bali on a scooter's got a fucking driver's license?
And then, like, I think the last time I rented cars, like, in Costa Rica, I didn't have one.
No.
And you meant to have one, but I don't know. I just think any excuse insurance would find
to not pay
to not pay you, that would be it.
Agreed.
So I was like, I'll just get one.
Did you smile? Because you're allowed to smile in those.
I didn't know you could.
Yes, it's not a passport.
No, I was doing like a real kind of a stern, I look like a terrorist.
Terrorist.
I didn't want to say the word because they're always listening.
They are always listening, those bastards.
Over the network.
So, you didn't smile?
No, but do you know what happened? The guy took it with a camera, a digital camera.
Oh, wow. And then else the fuck was he going to take it?
Did he
oh,
have to
my God.
Get a couple of AA batteries for a Sony Cybershot 3.2 megapixel? Christ alive.
No, did he have one of those boxes that he put a blanket over it?
Radio, everybody, hold still for 5 to 10 seconds.
No, what I meant is normally it's at a fixed off like tripod.
Yes.
And you just sit there and they take it and you don't see it.
Yeah, for passport photos.
He came around the from behind the desk, and there was a chair you sat down, and he took it and then just turned it around and showed me. He's like, do you like that photo? I was like, yeah, I do.
He asked if you liked it. Obviously, there wasn't a line of people who needed photos.
They never asked.
They never asked.
And
I went with you to get my driver's license renewed. They didn't ask. And now it's there for, what is that, 10 years?
You're a minger for 10 years.
Minger. I'm a ginger minger and I look so bad. It's so bad. They just didn't give me the choice.
Yeah.
And then it just arrives on a cart.
I mean, they would argue that's what you look like.
No, no, no. They've done something. They've doctored it.
Filtered.
Well,
minger
not that
filter.
Much of a minger. You should see my passport photo. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous photo.
Yeah.
Stunning.
It's a sad day when your passport ends and you need a new one and you're like, I've got to confront the fact I'm now 10 years older than the last time this photo was taken.
I'm just going to, literally, when mine expires in 2029.
It's the same one.
I'm sending the same photo. I've got them still.
No, but the problem is the machines will just be like,
error, skating minger.
Fuck you.
Me.
Fuck you.
Not allowed in the country, minger.
I'll just get enough Botox and work done.
Yeah.
When I go to the doctor to get some medical tucks, I will
show them
bring
the photo.
Them the passport and be like,
yes,
we've got to work with that.
And then forever, you will have that passport photo.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
How old were you in this photo? I'll be like, I was 28.
Yeah.
How old are you now? I'm 38. Okay.
How old are you now? 48.
Yeah, same photo.
Yeah.
Same photo, please. Same photo. I don't change.
You go into the plastic surgeon, you're like, all I need to do is have the same eyes in the same place.
Yeah.
This is, it doesn't matter.
See all this hanging off the jawbone there? We've got to get that back up.
Just push it up somewhere. It's just got to be the same shape so the scanners think it's me.
All I ask is you don't move the eyes.
Yeah, don't move the eyes.
Which, can they even do that?
I don't know, I guess eventually.
They could change the strap. They could change the shape of them by pulling them
too
tight.
Right. Okay.
Too tight, yeah.
Well, if I get pulled over on a European road,
you're happy with the photo.
60 and a 50, I'll be happy with my photo.
All right, even though you didn't smile.
Mr. Fletcher, can I see your papers?